Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Preston M. Smith. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm Preston M. Smith, at PMS Artwork Everywhere on internet land and socials. I want to thank you for landing on this podcast. Whether you're a professional artist, just getting started in the art world, a collector of art, or just consider yourself a creative person, this podcast has something for you. I like to think of it as a fun way to rant and talk to other creative people about living the life of an artist, surviving and getting ahead in the art world, and enjoying your life. But most importantly, not waiting until you're dead to make it happen. All right, let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm losing my voice now from that. But hey, sometimes you just gotta rock out with your socks out. That's the way it goes, right? Anyway, that's the way it is now. I was feeling a little low energy today, and I thought I would just do something to short-circuit my brain and get myself up. And you know what? It worked! So here I am, and we're back! And we are back and live and ready to jive. And I don't know why I'm still rhyming, but had a little feel, little White Stripes feel to it. Little Jack White homage there. But don't be hating. I'm not comparing myself to Jack White. Come on. It was just fun. So here we are. Just wanted to get a couple things out of the way at the beginning of the podcast. I was fortunate to be a guest recently on the Artist Business Plan podcast, which is sponsored by Superfine Art Fair. And it was nice to be on there. Thank you, Alex and James and Superfine Art Fair for having me on. We talked about a lot of different artistic business practices, best practices, and I had a lot of fun. And I will put that link in the show notes for anybody who wants to hear that episode. I really am proud of how that one came out and had a lot of fun on that podcast. So check it out. There's some little tidbits on there. Some overlapping stuff from things that I said on the podcast, but a couple little gems on there that I haven't shared, and I think that would be fun for everybody to listen to. So go on over to the Artist Business Plan podcast and check that out, or just look in the show notes. Secondly, I just wanted to thank Paul Roustan again for coming on the podcast on the last episode with such short notice to talk about NFTs. You down with NFT? Yeah, you know me! So he came on and really just shared a wealth of knowledge on NFTs, and it's been getting a lot of listens. A lot of people are commenting on it. People are really interested in it. It's what's happening right now, and he did a great job really just giving us a blueprint, or giving people a blueprint on how to kind of bust into that world and, you know, get started with NFTs and the digital realm. So listen to that. It's called Masterclass with, it's not called that. It's called NFT Masterclass with Paul Roustan. That's the last episode, episode 93. So check that out. And thank you once again, Paul. You can track my progress once I start getting back into it. I'm going to be talking a lot about it and my own experiences with that. And just to give you another perspective on how it's working, how some of the things that he told us to do can apply to a different type of art. Like, I'm not a body painter. I'm an abstract expressionist painter and sometimes do some pop surrealism, but definitely a different style of art, and just see if some of these things that he told us about can apply and really can work for me as well. And I will be giving you my perspective on it and some little tips and tricks that I found along the way. So stay tuned for that. But today, I just wanted to talk really quickly about, not unlike the beginning of this, I was in a kind of low energy mood and I used a technique to just get myself going and short circuit my brain and kind of manufacture some energy to really get into the podcast. And I thought, hey, what better thing to talk about right now than that? Because one thing that I found being an artist is time is finite. You've got so many things to do, so many hats to wear, so many places you could be focusing your attention. And if you're not focusing your attention with that right kind of energy or pizzazz, you gotta razzle dazzle them. And yeah, I don't know why all the song references today, but anyway, you know, you have to really be aware of the energy you're putting into these things and trying to kind of optimize that to get the most out of your production, out of your creativity, out of your attitude, whether you're on social media even and you're just trying to get on there and share your work and like other people's stuff. You want to be genuine with how you're doing that. So you want to make sure that you're in the best state of mind to do that. And I did talk about some of these things a little bit on the Artist Business Plan podcast, so check that out. But I thought it'd be worth sharing a little bit of that here too. You know, first of all, the body's kind of dumb. You know what I mean? It's like this old hardware, and you can really just trick it into feeling better by just standing up. Like I told James on the podcast that what I used to do, and I kind of came up with this when I was doing an old program, an old T-Rob program, and I was trying to figure out how I could break myself out of certain funks. And one of the things that I realized was, well, okay, having the awareness is key, first of all, being able to find out and discover and witness when your body is acting this way or when your mind is taking you down a negative route. And once you get to that place, which you can do through meditation and being able to kind of witness your own thoughts, and once you realize you're into one of these negative patterns, I just started, well, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start forcing myself to stand up real quick, like burst up with energy, do some jumping jacks, get the blood flowing, get the energy going, get the oxygen into the system, get some endorphins flowing, and put on some really upbeat music, like maybe some Operation Ivy or something, some old punk stuff that I used to listen to, whatever it is, whatever you like, hip hop, if that's your jam, do it. But that really is a great way to just kind of short circuit your brain and go, okay, I guess we're doing this now. And it changes your state automatically. So that's a way, not unlike a shot of espresso or popping some Adderall, this is a more healthy alternative to that, to just get your body going, get your energy functioning on a high level. And that really works as long as you can witness it. So first of all, focus on the meditation, focus on the practice of learning how to recognize your own mind chatter and your own negative patterns that you come up with or the mind loves to get back into. And once you've figured that out, then you can work on short-circuiting it. So that's one thing you can do. Another thing is a breathing technique. I really like Wim Hof, for example. I'm not going to really go into that, but I'm sure you've heard of Wim Hof. They call him the Iceman. He's known for doing all these crazy experiments and breaking all these Guinness records of breath holding and, you know, going into Arctic temperatures in his underwear and, you know, and not getting sick and having this amazing immune system. But one of the things he does is he does a breathing technique or many different breathing techniques that kind of get you into that state, get you in touch with your body, get you almost into a state of euphoria, give you a little bit of a high with that, but like just kind of a buzzing, vibrating high. And that's something that you can work on to get you out of that state and to also mimic doing something like a shot of caffeine or something, but just through breath work. So that's very important. Another thing is just posture, you know, sitting in your desk or standing up from time to time and just working on your posture, standing up straight, you know, putting your arms out up to the sky, smiling big, doing a power pose. I've talked about that before, but that's another great way to short circuit your brain and to make you feel confident and powerful. Another one is, of course, the go-to exercise, like intense exercise, any kind of exercise, really. It can be yoga, it can be running, it can be weightlifting, but anything that really just gets the oxygen flowing, gets the blood flowing, gets the endorphins going, that is going to also change your state of mind and make you feel powerful. I always do that in the morning. I do my running / jogging. It's been hard since I hurt my back, but I've gotten back to a place where I can jog now and run and walk if I'm being careful with my SI joint support belt. See copper compression in the show notes. Just kidding. They are not a sponsor of this show. unless, of course, you want to be. Call me. No, but exercise is great, as we all know. Another one is laughter. Ah, the good old-fashioned laughter. You can do a crazy laugh exercise like I've done in the past where you just force laughter. That'll get you going. That'll change your state right quick. But otherwise, you know, put on a funny podcast. Put on one of your favorite movies. Call up a buddy who you laugh with. That will change your state of mind so fast. And I always find that it's one of those things where sometimes when you get into a rut, it's just because you need to change things up a little bit. You've gotten into a rut, you're in a routine, you're going down the same pattern, your brain is like, okay, we know this, blah, 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 this is boring. Now, you just need to shake things up a little bit. You can do that through laughter. You can do that through exercise. You can do that through breathing exercises. You can do that through jumping jacks, getting up, playing some crazy fun music, or singing, you know, get in your car. Do what I was doing at the beginning. Put on some of your favorite music and just sing at the top of your lungs. That will change your state of mind too. Really, we're just trying to bring back that vibrancy and that energy that, you know, goes into our creativity and also just gets us through our day. I think recently with the pandy, it's been one of those things that's worn on us. There's been ripple effects. I think it's been a ripple effect on my psyche where it's just had some carryover. It's like the hangover of the pandy, even though I know it's still happening in some parts of the world. Even if you're in a place that's opening up a little bit more, there's that pandemic hangover, you know, the bad habits we've gotten into, the patterns that we've fallen into of just kind of like, oh, you know, the malaise, the boredom, the nothing's working out, being alone, still being isolated. So these things are very important, not just for creatives, but for people in general, you know, finding ways to short circuit your brain to change that state and get you into a better mood and also help with your productivity. Another one that always works for me that I'm always preaching and talking about on the podcast is visualization. I have the guided meditations with visualization exercises that you could listen to. Go back and listen to those if you want, or just find your own way to visualize. Athletes do it. Top professionals do it. Artists do it. Birds do it. Bees do it. Even educated fleas do it. Man, this is just a musical podcast. That's all right. And that brings me to the last one I've been thinking about recently. There has been a lot of unease, societal unease recently. Not really feeling like you're maybe fitting in, or like I talked about in my specialness episode, drawing these lines in the sand of clickiness and getting into groups and isolating other people and pointing fingers at this group. And this group points fingers at this group and you're not woke enough and, you know, oh, you're canceled and you're not. There's a lot of fear of not only missing out or FOMO, but also a fear of not belonging, not feeling like you're really supposed to be here or you're supposed to be doing what you're doing. Maybe you don't feel like you fit in as an artist, or you feel like maybe you're not getting the attention you deserve to be getting, or this other group is getting highlighted and you're not. And that coupled with what we've been going through with the pandy over the last year, it's easy to get down on yourself. It's easy to feel like you don't belong. And I'm here to tell you that you're here on this planet for a reason. You're here on this planet with your creativity for a reason. And that is to be you, to show your work, to grow, and to discover your path and your creative path on this planet and share with everybody else. And that's no fluke. Everybody who was born into this, I have to fight the Bukowski impression. I'm not going to do it. Born into this. Okay, I did it. Anyway, so we're all born into this. We all came into existence for a reason. We weren't premeditating ourselves being here. But one day we woke up here, woke into our own consciousness, opened our eyes, and oh, here we are in this world. And we're meant to be here. So just know that if you're out there, if you're struggling, if you're doubting yourself, if you're doubting your creativity, that's normal. That's part of what it is to be a human being. But just know that you are meant to be here. You're meant to be doing this. You're meant to be exploring this creativity and this path, and you will find it. just be confident that you are supposed to be here and you're supposed to be doing what you're doing. And with that confidence will come the blossoming of your creativity and your true self. Just don't second guess it. Don't try to be like anybody else. Be you, be inspired, stay inspired, keep yourself and your energy up. Keep yourself confident and excited and curious, and just follow your own path and it will unfold as it is meant to be. So take confidence in that. I just wanted to share some of these little tricks and short circuits that I've been working with because I've been so busy and I've been having little energy crashes. And this is a great way to just refocus yourself and feed yourself in a different way. This can be through tricking your body into action, or it can be through taking care of yourself through meditation, visualization, and getting in touch with the body and the breath work, and just really discovering how to be in your body and be the best that you can be. So I hope you found this somewhat helpful, and looking forward to sharing some great new episodes and interviews. We are getting closer to that magical 100 number of episodes. I can't believe it, but it's been a lot of fun doing this podcast and growing with everybody, having the audience grow, sharing what I've learned, what everybody else has learned, and I'm just looking forward to more. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a supporter of the podcast, and check out my interview on the Artist Business Plan, sponsored by Superfine Art Fair. That's a really good one. Worth a listen. And we will see you next time. Damn it. Again. This has been the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I just want you to know that I appreciate you being here, and I'm grateful to be in your ears. Your art and creative life on this planet is meaningful, so thank you for sharing it with me. If you like this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, please subscribe and share it with your friends. You can also leave me a positive review to show your support. This helps me to reach more people with the algorithmic magic and keep the show going strong. If you want to see more of what I do and check out the art that I create, you can visit my website at www.pmsartwork.com or follow me on social media everywhere at PMS Artwork. That's it for now. See you back here next time.